You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Christopher Chen's new play, Caught, is a genre-defying theatrical experience. The New York Times described it as an intricately constructed, unrelentingly destabilizing puzzle of a play about the anatomy of truth and the provocative power of illusion. And it's often quite funny in the process. Joining us now to talk about Caught are director Lee Sunday Evans, set designer Anulfo Maldonado, and actress Jennifer Lim. It is produced by The Play Company. It's at La Mama Theater on East 4th Street until September 24th. I'm very pleased to welcome my guest to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Much of the play is revealed slowly, incompletely, and in some cases misleadingly. Is the title intended to be a warning?
It's a great question. I think the title is meant to be a little bit of a playful primer.
Well, when we arrive at the theater, are we headed into a trap? Maybe that cage on the stage should give us some kind of a clue.
I think we enter thinking that we're entering an art installation, and I think we've made that pretty clear from when people get the program for the artists at the beginning. They're not getting a program. They're getting a flyer that basically talks about the installation they're about to see.
The installation changes from production to production. I've seen pictures of the one in Seattle. It's quite different than the one here. Is that a clue to some of the intentions?
I don't know. It really feels like our installation is sort of
yours is the
New
best.
York. Ours is the best. Well, that goes without saying. But it sort of feels like that. It's really sort of geared towards like a New York audience, right? I mean,
yeah. And the beginning of the play, Lin Bo talks about this idea of hypothetical art, and he's inspired by Lawrence Weiner and kind of an idea of an art of ideas as opposed to an art that exists in the material, tangible world, and the political power of what that means in China. And so as we sought out kind of what our collaboration with this visual artist would be for the New York production, we were really interested to find a way to activate that idea of conceptual art in this gallery space. So what you're seeing is documentation of an art piece that happened.
Can you describe the installation and where the cage comes from?
Sure. It's a piece called Jail Seeking Prisoners, and it was a piece that was conceived as kind of a response to the idea of urban living in New York City.
Wouldn't it also, I'm sorry mm-hmm. for interrupting, it's been created by a Chinese artist, there's also an implication that it replicates his experience of being imprisoned in China for his art.
Mm-hmm. And the resonance of that artist's experience in New York and the character's experience in China was a big reason why we ended up including that particular piece in the play.
What's the project that's documented here? What rules did the artist lay down?
In the presentation of his work?
Yeah.
He was actually extremely collaborative because he didn't really present us with a lot of necessarily rules or boundaries.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of parameters. He sort of offered his he was just sort of consulting us on the making of this pop-up gallery and using his artwork as a sort of starting point.
Are there photographs and videos part of the project? Documentation? Mm-hmm.
They were, and I think that's partly why we were so drawn to it, is that there is so much documentation of that piece that we could sort of use it to really create the skeleton of this bigger idea. So,
you as a stage designer, how did you design the installation? What did you want the audience to see and feel as they arrived?
I want the audience to feel like they're going in to see an art exhibit. And I think the way that we carefully sort of just curated this, the presentation of this is really sort of compelling in that people walk through and see the stages of this art and how it started and what the end result was. I think all the vinyl lettering that's throughout the piece and then later in the piece as the piece progresses, I think is also really telling. It sort of lends itself to this sort of idea of conceptual art that Lawrence Weiner was talking about also.
Jennifer, is the big theme of this play to question every assumption?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, I think Christopher Chen, the playwright, you know, said once that is something that he grapples with all the time. You know, this constantly questioning and not making any assumptions about anything.
Well, how do you do that as an actor within play?
With a lot of fun. I mean, you know, the script is so terrific. I first read this play 2 years ago, two summers ago. We did a workshop of it like a reading of it at Sundance, at the Sundance Theater Lab, and I've loved it since. I mean, it's a phenomenon. The way the sort of the play unfolds as it goes, and the surprises that are in store, and you know, as an actor in the piece. You know, a lot of what we discussed in rehearsal, in the early stages of rehearsal, was, well, what is it that you, what do you play? You know, because you can't tip your hand at any point. And so what's fun about the piece is to really just be in the moment and to play the truth of the moment.
It's part of the problem I have in talking about it, because there are so many potential spoilers.
Yes.
But
it's a tricky one.
The audience has to trust me that it all works out. It's really fascinating. But did you identify with Christopher's point of view about China and the West? Is it fair to say that we still suffer from a certain kind of romantic orientalism, particularly with respect to a dissident Chinese artist like Ai Weiwei?
I think so. I mean, I think we all do it. I think we all like to. I don't know if it's just a you know, the West looking at the East. I think the East does that to the West also.
And you've had the double perspective.
I have. It's. I mean, it's why, you know, when plays like this come along, you know, it really resonates with me, you know, to be able to come at something from both worlds.
You were born in Hong Kong, educated in England, but then came here for graduate school?
Yes, that's correct.
And do you see all of those countries as kind of misunderstanding each other?
No, I think there are human truths and universality, you know, universal themes that pervade, you know, regardless of where you're from, you know, that there are certain human traits and flaws and stuff that I think, you know, whether you're from China or from the UK or from America, we're all susceptible to.
When you worked on David Henry Hwang's Chinglish, mm-hmm. you went back to China to do research.
I did. Well, that production we did first in Chicago and then we came to New York, and in between the two productions, I went back to China briefly. And went to the city where the play was based in. Yeah,
I'm speaking with Jennifer Lim, who is one of the stars of Caught, currently at the La Mama Theater on East 4th Street, produced by Play Company, with its set designer Arnulfo Maldonado and its director Lee Sunday Evans. Unfortunately, Christopher Chen isn't here, but. You people understand the play well enough, I'm sure. One of the reviews I love, particularly as the host of a talk show, was in Time Out, which said that the play turns out to have been a conversational prompt all along. Do you see that as a fair description, Lee?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic description from the Time Out piece. And I think what's so exciting to hear people talking about after the play is both the pleasure and disorientation that they experience in the structural game that the play is proposing, and that in the idea of kind of getting caught, you do kind of get caught in each part of the play, engaging with the given circumstances and the reality of what that piece is, and as the play progresses, and that the play is continually disorienting you as to your perception of what the truth is, I think that really makes people want to reach out and connect to the other people who saw it and ask them what their experience was of going on that ride of disorientation.
Were there lots of discussions during rehearsals?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was an incredibly fun play to rehearse. And we talked a lot about what Jen was just speaking about a little bit, which is this idea of what is our job as the artist in terms of planting the seeds as we go through the play to best set up both the political underpinnings of what the disorientation is doing, but also the kind of playful, theatrical underpinnings of what Chris is doing. I mean, he's an incredibly joyful, kind of mischievous writer who I think has a real sense of showmanship as well as incredible intellect and capacity for real richness in the intellectual underpinnings of his writing.
This is sort of a piece that can only happen in the theater, in the medium of theater, I think. Mm-hmm. You know,
because artifice is part of what theater's
all
about.
That's right, the whole idea, playing off of the idea of the suspension of disbelief and what it asks an audience to do.
What is the relationship between form and content in this play? Is it different from others you've worked on?
Yeah, I think the relationship between form and content in this play is really interesting because the play's, I think, trying to get at a certain idea about the complexity of truth by presenting you with a really unformulaic structural proposal. So structure is a way that often a piece of content can become more familiar to us. You're experiencing a story partly because it's being told in a way that you recognize. You've seen other stories told in a similar kind of format, and there's a lot of power to that as well. But there's something about this play where I think you're able to experience something very particular about the ideas that Chris is proposing because of the way that the structure of the whole piece is built.
Many reviewers describe the production by using a physical analogy like a puzzle box where a flower opens and another flower grows and blossoms from its bloom.
Wow. I don't think I heard that.
It is definitely a puzzle box in that I think it plays with every scene in the play. It has a different temperature to it, and I think the way that it's revealed is subtle, but I think you're sort of peeling the onion away and seeing what's next.
How did you visualize the set when you read the play?
I always felt I was caught also by the title Caught, in that I wanted to make sure that the audience was encased within some sort of structure. So really, the idea of the pop-up gallery was perfect because we were able to lead the audience through a journey and then have them, you know, sort of sit and be present and have things presented to them.
Lee, did the idea for this play germinate with the controversy over the Mike Daisy situation and the monologue that he did about Apple's labor practices in China?
Yeah, Chris has spoken a lot about his interest in that controversy, and Jen in the play is kind of central in how that story gets activated. So I don't totally want to speak for Chris, but I think that his interest was in this idea that the idea of narrative, Mike Daisy is an incredible storyteller and is really interested in narrative, the rules of that medium clashed with the rules of the medium of journalism, and in the misunderstanding between those two mediums, there was an incredible sense of heat and kind of protection around the idea of truth, which is incredibly important, and also his dedication to trying to advocate for kind of the workers in Chinese factories was also an important truth in that controversy. So that,
well, he was presenting himself as a journalist in this case instead of as a performer. Is it fair to say that in theater there's a different test for truth?
Definitely. In the medium of theater, I think there's an incredible questioning of what is truthful, because there is so much artifice. And I think part of the pleasure of theater is being able to go and want to participate in the fiction that's being created in this communal public space as a way to get to some idea of kind of reckoning or truth with something that you're creating in the room together. But I think it's incredibly different from the journalistic definition of truth.
Is it very Western to focus on the fact-checking element of the truth rather than a greater truth?
Is it Western? I don't know if it's particularly West. I think it is more specific to like the different mediums, like the medium of journalism versus the medium of...
Let's talk a little bit about 798 Art District in China. Isn't it purported to be an area for dissident art?
Not anymore. not anymore. Really.
I mean, it was established by Chairman Mao, wasn't it?
No, I think prior to that, I think it's a little bit like how back in the day, Soho was where all the artists in New York sort of lived and worked, you know, because there was space. And then it became gentrified, and you know, and then they left. And I think District 798 in Beijing, what it started off as was a sort of a community for artists to gather and to make art. But of course, you know, when the government then took it over, it changed and became something else.
Well, a lot of artists think that their role is to be anti-authoritarian, which is a lot harder to do in
Maoist
China.
Yes.
But even today, perhaps, even it today becomes also a problem, as we see with artists like Ai Weiwei.
Yes.
And the artist, there's another artist involved in this. Isn't this based on, to some degree, on something that really happened? No?
What was...
Maybe not. No. Anyway, we've run out of time. So we'll leave it there. My thanks to all of you for being on our show. Lee Sunday Evans, who is the director of CAUT, Arnulfo Maldonado, who designed the set, which is almost like an actor in the play, and Jennifer Lim, who is a major player in this. The play has been extended to September 24th. Is there any chance of a further extension? I understand even with this extension, it's kind of hard to get tickets.
Oh, I don't know. We haven't heard anything yet. So it's sort of above. It's certainly above my pay grade.
It's your fault for getting such good reviews. Thanks again.
Thank you.